Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Where to start?
Pro tip.
Hold on. Oh, okay. There we go.
What was that?
A little note for the people coming up in the broadcast industry, podcast industry, yeah. Audio, spoken word. Always plug your headphones in. Headphones work better when they're plugged in.
I would plug your nose, too, if you're walking in this building, in this room this morning, because I let one go before the commercial break there, and you leaned over, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mine's pretty brutal.
No.
Mine's pretty brutal.
But that concerns me, because I'm not smelling it this morning. But I think I'm immune to you.
Yeah, you never smell him.
Yeah.
You've just gone nose blind to Tyler's ass. Well,
Craig's been sitting in this place almost as long as Todd has, you know.
Yeah, but he took a break there.
He did. You know,
he did.
Maybe reset his nostrils,
yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
He's not acclimated again.
Bert Kreischer's going to phone the program today. Bert's in, well, he's in Wichita, but those shows are sold out, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's in February.
But, well, you know, people that...
Yep.
And also the Orpheum Theater in Sioux City, Iowa coming up in also... Oh, that's Sunday night.
This Sunday night,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Did Bert do the drive-in shows? In Wichita.
Yeah.
Well,
during COVID, or did he have to cancel one of them?
I think he had to cancel one, but I think he went back and did it.
It was weather made one.
Yeah, there was weather that came in the first time.
Plus, they sucked, I'm sure, for these comedians.
All right.
I don't want to talk about COVID anymore.
That's a first.
Yeah. At least COVID shows anymore.
How many comedy shows, do you know, that have been cut short because of weather?
I don't know. Good point. I don't know. Kathleen Madigan is going to phone the program, too. She's going to be in Omaha in April. In Des Moines in April, in Kansas City in April. I think she pushed back her whole tour, didn't she?
I think a lot of
No, she didn't. No, she's on social media filling up theaters all over the place, so maybe she just isn't here till then.
Yeah, these are just, she's right. Scheduling way out.
Cool.
Yeah, but there are, tickets are on sale now.
All right.
She's over at the casino, the Whiskey Roadhouse in Council Bluffs.
In April.
Right.
Craig can't go. He's got plans. He'll be too busy that day.
I'm sure he does.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And it's Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter. I got a couple of beautiful ladies up there already from our buddy Chris in Needles, California. Thank you, Chris. Y'all did yourself. I mean, you do that every week, but these are some hotties, more hotties to come. John Gruden is out. More emails showed up, and they're, you know, racist, homophobic, and misogynistic.
The trifecta. And,
yeah. It's,
he hit the trifecta.
I tweeted out the actual script of a couple of things he said.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah. Our buddy Cody, one of our Twitter followers and listeners, he found the text somewhere. You know, it's the F word when it comes to homosexuals. It's the, he called Goodell that, by the way.
He called
Goodell an F word.
And what was the misogyny?
Apparently he was railing against the female refs.
Yeah,
right?
didn't like female refs.
And
drafting a gay player was bad.
And he has the only out-of-the-closet gay player on his team.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Right. I'm sure a lot of people have just learned the word trope.
Yeah.
Because it was racist trope that he threw out there.
Exactly.
Regarding what, the head of the NFL Players Association?
No. The race thing was about him,
right?
Yeah. Damora Smith.
Yeah. That's what started it, right.
By the way, a metaphor of some sort.
Here it is. In the emails, Gruden called Leafs Commissioner Roger Goodell and the F word and a clueless anti-football pussy. I can say that. And he said that Goodell should not have pressured Jeff Fisher, then the coach of the Rams, to draft queers. This is all, by the way, while he's working for ESPN.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. In reference to Michael Sam, a gay player chosen by the team in 2014. Right. That's just a little bit of what I've been. I can't see the other word, obviously. You know what the word it is, but it's on our Twitter.
I'm watching PTI yesterday. Yeah.
And I missed it. I missed PTI yesterday.
I don't know what time they record that. It's several hours before it gets put on the air.
And I don't know if it's several. It's that afternoon, I believe. Yeah.
I think maybe two.
Maybe two, right. When did they fire Gruden, though? Last night.
No, I wasn't until last night.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw the story start to break right about 4:35 o'clock our time.
What'd they say about Gruden?
About the more emails.
No, what'd they say on the...
He's got the locker room behind him, he might survive this.
Well, that was just the original thing.
Right. But, no, I think the other stuff had surfaced by then.
No, it wasn't until the evening.
Are you sure?
No, that stuff didn't break till the evening.
Right around 5 o'clock.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't have said that. He wouldn't survive the gay slur or the...
Even the
racist
stuff.
He shouldn't survive the race thing. He shouldn't survive.
Yeah.
70% of the league is black, by the way. 70%.
Yeah, I just don't get how you can be in a position like that.
Well, he's gone.
And harbor the racist stuff.
He's gone.
Without the team picking up on it.
Old white coach says stuff in front of only white people.
Do you think they consulted the team? Do you think Al Davis?
They had to fire him now.
Or Mark Davis? Yeah.
The NFL right now has to.
Of course they do.
The NFL is trying to get rid of all this crap. They have 40 to 50% women watching the league. And now I read 30 to 40% at least watching the league that are women. They're trying to get moved past all this stuff, you know? They're not going to live in the Trump era. We're going to move forward.
He's nuclear now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he can't get hired by a team. No network will pick him up for at least a few years.
He's got a fortune, too, so he'll be fine.
Yeah, he's got plenty of money. Right.
And of course,
Caliendo's Gruden is done.
Came
That's too bad.
To our mind was, what's this guy? Oh, this is going to hurt Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of Frank's most recent great ones, too, the Gruden impersonation.
Unless he wants to do bad Gruden and Madden doing coke with us, and that would be just exclusive to this show. Right.
Bad Gruden because he would come out and he would say all the horrible stuff.
Yep. He's not even safe doing bad Gruden here.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Our buddy 9.5 told Luke's taking crap, but the fact is Luke had a good point this morning when he said, listen, coaches come and go, the team stays, so move forward, you know. What are you going to do? You know, you got to get a new coach and you move forward. You know, people fire coaches all the time. And if you're not uprouted by that, a Superboy is a bisexual, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They got a picture of him sucking face with another dude.
Superboy or Superman?
Well, apparently it was Superman's son, but he's also Superman.
He'll become Superman.
And he came out yesterday because it was coming out day.
Yeah, he's bisexual. Oh, yeah. There's a picture of him sucking face with another dude. It's a cartoon. So get your panties in a wad there, you homophobes.
Or your super tights.
Your super tights in a wad, exactly.
Lot for the homophobes to get upset about that.
Reds, everybody kept tweeting out Reds Live yesterday. Reds Live. I'm going to put this coach's hat on again. I don't think you will, John.
I'll tell you what,
I'll tell you what, man. he's in bad shape today. Maybe he invited that, though. Emails.
Don't write it down. I
mean, there's a lot of guys that look around the room and there's four or five white guys that say something horrible, which I hate when they do that, too, because, most of us are
not that way.
Not that way. Not racist. Not homophobic. So, this guy put it in emails. At ESPN.
Well,
how'd they break now? He worked for ESPN for he was out of coaching for probably 10 years.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, well, the original email came from 2011.
I know.
But the other ones were spread across
7 years. Yeah, 7 years. 2011 to 2018, right?
Yeah, that was all the time he was working for ESPN.
Right.
He was their golden boy.
All right. Craig's our golden boy. Yes, he is. You hear that, Craig?
No, he didn't.
He's our golden throat boy. And by throat, I mean not about his voice.
Right.
I just nothing to do with his great pipes. You know what we need, me
to do. Got everything to do with gag reflex.
Nick will be here, Bert Kreischer, and Kathleen Madigan, two of our favorite old comedian friends. And we've known those guys for years. Are going to phone the program, too. All that today. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.